Some scary moments for customers at a Kansas Home Depot. Police responded to reports of a bomb threat at the store in Wichita. A customer alerted employees. A man inside the bathroom said there was a bomb in the building. Police were able to locate the man responsible for those comments, and that man told police he warned other guests to leave the restroom because he was, quote, fixing to blow it up, but had no intention of causing a panic.
Are you fed up with constantly searching for the records you want?
And watch this, tacos, fettuccine, linguine, martini.
Mmm, it's just like my cereal's golden sugar coating.
Disco Stew likes disco music.
Heavy metal definitely rules.
Oh, no, not the beast! Not the beast! Ah!
So a quick fun fact before I get into it. I pre-record this portion of things, me talking, and I just spent 25 minutes trying to get it all right and was really pleased with myself and then realized that the microphone wasn't plugged in. So so if you're asking how am I, that's how I am. That's how things are going. This is KXRW in Vancouver, Washington, and you are tuned in to the Head Full of Bees program. Bastion of professional incredibleness. My name's Kay Murph, and this is episode 19, and this week is a serious mix of styles. I got your outlaw country, your 90s hip-hop, your 70s proto-punk. I got your indie rock. It's all over the place. You're going to love it. If you know the show, you know I always, at least for now, start off with a cover song, and I've got a doozy this week. Kicking off this episode is Waylon Jennings, outlaw country icon, who's probably best known for A, the theme song to The Dukes of Hazzard, and more likely B, his collaborations with various other country legends like Willie Nelson. This tune from 1976 is an excellent take on Neil Young's Are You Ready for the Country? So without further ado, Waylon Jennings on the Head Full of Bees program, right here on Vancouver's independent radio, KXRW.
Thank you. I'm premeditating crime of a personal kind. I'm about to go out of my mind. I'm just about sick to death of taking breath and walking this line of mine. Now folks that know what's good for them are good at ignoring them, but I just can't put these thoughts down. I'm harrowed and abused and broken and pursued by this notion that follows me around. My heart is hurting, my spirit's burdened. I feel like a liar and a thief for taking air, for being here unwanted. I look for my final. Goodbye, goodbye, California. Goodbye, and I'll be moving on. I sang you my songs, I know I'm wrong. Fare thee well, and I'll be going on. Dad and God, my immortal home, will hold me in its bosom safe and cold. No more desires will light their fires or disturb my immaculate calm. And the birds of the air and the beasts of the soil and the fishes of the desperate sea will know who I am, and our substance will expand as part of everything. As part of everything, my God. As part of everything. And the clouds will roll, and the wind will blow, and the beautiful birds will. Goodbye, goodbye, California. Goodbye to your waving trees, to your succulent wind and all my friends. Fare thee well. Goodbye, so be it.
Thank you. stand your ground. Write it down and mercy.
That was Steady Away by British folk guitar dude Chris Brain from his 2023 LP of the same name. And before that, you heard Jolie Holland with Goodbye California from her 2004 record Escondida on Anti Records. You're tuned in to the Head Full of Bees program, which means it's time for an abrupt change in direction with a three-song block of classic hip-hop from the late 80s and early 90s, starting with Public Enemy. From their 1990 LP, Fear of a Black Planet, this is Brothers Gonna Work It Out on KXRW.
Got a brand new funk. Kick down,
party for your rack.
Let's get it on, like we said before. Single brothers for the trouble, hit the busted bubble, cause we rumble from our lower level. To condition your condition, we're gonna do a song that you never heard before. Make it all jump along to the education. Brothers gotta work it out and stop chasing. In the street all willing to work it out.
Come on, y'all, let's go to work.
So many of us in limbo, how to get it on? It's quite simple, three stones from the sun. We need a piece of this rock. Indestructible soul. Answers to this prison, to the brothers in the street.
School
and the prisons. History shouldn't be a mystery. Our story's real history, not
let's go.
dance to the music. United we stand, yes, divided we fall together. We can stand tall, brothers that try to work it out, they get mad. We vote, revise, realize they're super bad. Small tens and smart brothers gonna be a victim of his own circumstance. Sabotage, shell shock, rock, and boom. Day in the life of a fool, like I said before, to live it low. Life, take your time, time, yo, go slow. Look ahead, not a thing to fear. Brother to brother, not another as sincere. Teach a man how to be a father, to never tell a woman he can't bother. You can't say you don't know what I'm talking about. But one day,
all the
brother's gonna whip it out. In the street all willing to work it out.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on. Let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on. Come on.
Yeah.
I melted microphones instead of cones of ice cream, music orientated. So when hip-hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Cause I grab the mic and try to say yes, y'all, they try to take it and say that I'm too small. Cool, cause I don't get upset. I kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, then I jet back to the lab without a mic to grab. So then I add all the rhymes I had, one after the other one. Then I make another one to diss the opposite, then ask if the brother's done. I get a craving like I fiend for nicotine, but I don't need a cigarette. Know what I mean? I'm raging, ripping up the stage, and don't it sound amazing? Cause every rhyme is made and thought of, cause it's sort of an addiction. Magnetized by the mixing, vocals, vocabulary, and verses just stuck in. The mic is a drain, no volcanoes erupting. Rhymes overflowing, gradually growing. Everything is written in the code so it can coincide. My thoughts to God. 48 tracks to slide, the invincible microphone fiend rock him. Spread the word, cause I'm N-E-F-F-E-C-T. A smooth operator operating correctly. But back to the problem, I got a habit, you can't solve it. Silly rabbit, the prescription is a hypertone. That's heroin, I fiend for a microphone. Like heroin, soon as the bass kicks, I need a fix. Give me a stage and a mic and a mix, and I'll put you in a mood. Or is it a stator? Unawareness, beware, it's the reanimator. A menace to a microphone, a lethal weapon, or assassinator. If the people ain't stepping, you'll see a part of me that you never seen. When I'm fiending for a microphone, I'm the microphone fiend. After 12, I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip-hop and I start trembling. The thrill of suspense is intense, you're horrified. But this ain't the cinemas of tales from the dark side. By any means necessary, this is what has to be done. Make way, cause here I come. My DJ cuts material. Grand Imperial. It's a must that I bust any mic you hand to me. It's inherited and runs in the family. I wrote the rhyme that broke the bull's back. If that don't slow him up, I carry a full pack. Now I don't wanna have to let off. You should've kept off. You didn't keep the stage warm. Step off. Step on, ladies step and on. Gentlemen, you're about to see a pastime hobby about to be taken to the maximum. I can't relax. See, I'm hype as a hypochondriac. Cause the rap be one hell of an antidote. Something you can't smoke more than dope. You try to move away, but you can't. You broke more than cracked up. You should've backed up. For those that act up, need to be more than smacked up. Any entertainer, I got a torture chamber one-on-one. And I'm the remainder. So close your eyes and hold your breath. And I'ma hit you with the blow of death. Before you go, you remember your scene. The fiend of a microphone. I'm the microphone fiend.
I'm the microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
The mic of the mic of the microphone, the mic of the mic of the mic of the microphone fiend, the microphone fiend, the mic of the mic of the microphone, the mother mic of the mic of the microphone fiend, the microphone fiend.
Jack. You know, the Jack of Spades is now down with the BDP posse. If you want to see more, just watch me, man. Do what I do. Throw your hands in the air and scream it out, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
One more time. And buy it. He's a one-man riot, cleaning the community of all its debris. The C-R-I-M-E. The road was long and scary, and some didn't make it. The average guy couldn't take it. But Jack is not the average guy. He took a piece of the pie and bit it. Got witty. For his brother, he did it. So you gotta admit it. This is a monarch, a soldier, a hero. Why? Because he started from zero. In this battle, he clearly understands their power. They're paying people by the to sell, to lie, to try, to stand up and deny. They are getting everybody high, high on a cable. Cash under the table, currency is how they're able to buy the cops and props and keep the law paid. But here comes the Jack of Spades.
Jack, 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 Jack.
Bring it down!
Jack, 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 Jack.
That was BDP, aka Boogie Down Productions, from 1989's Ghetto Music, the Blueprint of Hip Hop LP, with a song called Jack of Spades. It's the same LP that gave us You Must Learn. It's a killer record. Before BDP was, of course, Eric B. and Rakim, with one of the all-time golden era of hip hop classics, Microphone Fiend, from 1988. That was from their second LP, Follow the Leader. This is the Head Full of Bees show. Coming up after the break, we're taking it back to the 1970s for some most excellent, I guess, classic rock. Don't be afraid of that. Hopefully it's not the songs you associate with that term. Back in 1 minute.
The Columbian in Southwest Washington continues to offer the most comprehensive and consistent coverage of our region and our people, despite the challenges faced by local newspapers nationwide. Valued donations to our community-funded journalism project via the Local Media Foundation pays for local reporters to provide expanded and in-depth coverage of key local issues in print and online, including homelessness, transportation, and the environment. For the most thorough daily coverage, visit Columbian.com. Please consider donating or subscribing today.
KXRW programming is made possible by partners like Buckley & Associates, attorneys at law, helping injured victims seek the justice they deserve for over 40 years. Licensed in Washington State, our diverse team speaks over 7 languages, making your rights more accessible and easier to understand. Learn more at buckleylaw.net. Buckley & Associates, we speak your language.
우리는 여러분의 언어를 구사합니다.
我们说你的语言.
Nosotros hablamos tu idioma.
중 tôi nói ngôn ngữ của bạn.
You are tuned into KXRW, listener-supported and volunteer-run radio here in Vancouver, Washington. Right now, I've got a radical song from ZZ Top's fourth LP, Fandango. It was released back in 1975. Their catalog up through 76's Tejas LP is really, in my opinion, tough to beat. Yeah, there's definitely some lowest common denominator classic rock slop like Tush, And I like the song Tush. But there's also these really interesting gems, like this sprightly little tune right here, which for my money is all about Frank Beard's drumming. The main beat here is really inventive. It illustrates just how shameful their later drum machine driven crap was, given that dude's capability. This is a song called Heard It on the X by ZZ Top right here on the Head Full of Bees program.
We'll be right back.
Hey, that was ex-Pink Fairies and Motorhead guitarist Larry Wallace from 1977 with a song called Police Car that was released on the Almighty Stiff Records, home to The Damned and Elvis Costello, amongst others. Before Lair, you heard the highly influential MC5 from their second LP, Back in the USA, released in 1970, which is lesser known than Kick Out the Jams. It's a little more polished, but it's a lot better in my opinion. That was the LP that that has Looking at You, which was, of course, covered by The Damned. See how I connected the MC5 to Larry Wallace there? Yeah, I put some thought into these song selections, you know. See how ZZ Top or the dangling appendix that's only connected by the fact that it was released in the 1970s? Yeah, I don't put that much thought into these. Time for a quick break, but stick around for more of Head Full of Bees.
Support for KXRW comes from Kindred Vancouver in downtown Vancouver, Washington. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable, do-it-yourself living. With a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles, Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is at kindredvancouver.com.
If you're looking for pizza in East Vancouver, consider visiting Giuliano's Pizzeria in the Cascade Park Fisher's Landing neighborhood. For 37 years, Giuliano's has been a choice for Clark County residents. Giuliano's has a casual classic rock atmosphere, open 7 days a week, and they provide table service allowing you to relax and enjoy your meal with family and friends. If you have a large crowd to feed, Giuliano's can deliver six or more extra large pizzas to your office or event. More information can be found at giulianospizza.com.
You're tuned into the Head Full of Bees program here on KXRW, and up next is a song from the UK band Heavenly, one of those underappreciated heroes of the 1990s indie punk alternative underground, I guess. I say underappreciated. There's loads of merch available from them online, and their top song has over 35 million streams on Spotify, so maybe they're a little more appreciated than I think. I am an out-of-touch hermit, by the way. Anyway, from 1996's Operation Heavenly, which was their final LP, until they released a comeback record this year, which, admittedly, I have not heard, this is a song called Space Manatee, here on KXRW.
You're coming through.
That was a band called Zero Zero, which was comprised of members of Lifetime, Styx and Stones, and a few other 90s punk bands, which was designed to be intentionally unlike any of those aforementioned bands. So to quote George W., mission accomplished. That was from their 2001 LP AM Gold that was released on the extraordinary Jade Tree Records. And up next is a song called Moss by a band called Sumbuck. It's from 2023, and I like it. That's really about the extent of what I know about this one. Sometimes you do the research, and sometimes you have deadlines at work to meet.
My clothes are all ragged. My Goodwill coat's not the best. And I'm walking on cardboard in my last dollar dress. I looked in the closet for my wedding gown, but the box that it came in was all that I found. He took everything with him that wasn't nailed down. Bet he's got a new sweetheart to fill my wedding. But somewhere I'll find him, then I'll have peace of mind. And the box he comes home in will be all satin lined. He took everything with him that wasn't nailed down. Bet he's got a new sweetheart my wedding gown. But somewhere I'll find him, then I'll have peace of mind. And the box he comes home in will be all satin lined.
Notoriously cranky old man Neil Young from his 1971 LP Harvest with a song called Are You Ready for the Country? And before that you heard Plains and Waxahachie doing Problem With It. And before that, from 1967, you heard a clever little murder ballad called The Box It Came In by Wanda Jackson. And that's a wrap, chums and buddies. I'll be back next week with another musical assortment to share. But if you're in need of more good tunes, please go to the KXRW website, where you can stream previous episodes of this show and our other quality programs anytime you like. Programs like Blind Country, that airs every third Friday of the month at 5 p.m. Pacific and features a wide assortment of country music that spans decades and subgenres. Yes, they play both kinds of music, country and western. Insert the rim shot here, please. Until next week, I'm Kevin. The show is Head Full of Bees. The station is KXRW LP on 99.9 FM, and the location is Vancouver, Washington.
Bye.